Greetings there, Tiger Sports fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Sports Network Extra. I'm Trevor Grandy alongside the Cowgill twins, Jarrett and Kyler Cowgill, on the cross-country and track teams. Say hello to the Tiger Sports fans, guys.
Hey, Tiger Sports fans.
Hello.
So 4 years ago, you guys decided to bring your talents to Springfield, Ohio to run cross-country and track, but 4 years ago, neither of you had run a cross-country race before. Why don't you tell us about what you actually did play in high school and how you ended up choosing cross-country over those sports?
Well, in high school, we each played three sports, football, basketball, and track. And we decided about probably junior year that we wanted to do track in college, which meant that when we chose Wittenberg, Coach Penny told us that if we wanted to do track, it would be a good idea to do cross-country as well.
So that's what we did, and it's turned out pretty well so far.
All right, so Kyler, you're a geography major here at Wittenberg, correct?
Yes, one of the few.
So what made you decide that you wanted to become a geography major? Is that something that you knew in elementary school? I want to study geography, or is it something that you kind of came here and figured out?
Well, it's option two. I kind of figured it out. There's not very many geography majors here, and it's not really something you grow up wanting to do, like business or teaching or a fireman or a policeman. But I knew coming out of high school that I wanted to do something with the environment, and as an environmental studies minor, but not a major, so that kind of led me to geography, and I'm happy I did.
Jarrett, you're a middle school education major, so is that something you knew you wanted to do in high school, or is that something that you decided that you wanted to do here at Wittenberg?
Yeah, I pretty much always knew, especially in high school, but even before that, I can remember in middle school telling my parents and everyone that I wanted to be a teacher one day. So that's kind of the path I chose, and, you know, straight from freshman year, started taking classes for it, and now student teaching now, so.
Talk a little bit about student teaching. That's kind of a hands-on experience, pretty unique stuff.
Yeah, the kids are, for the most part, are great. I'm at Roosevelt Middle School, which is a Springfield City school, teaching 8th grade math and U.S. history, so it's definitely been interesting. It's definitely a learning experience, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the semester.
So you guys both run track. Why don't you tell Tiger Sports Nation what events that you guys run?
Well, indoor, I run mostly the mile, and outdoor, it's the 1500, which is just less than a mile.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same. I do the mile indoors and the 15 outdoors, and I guess I do the 800 a few times here and there, indoor and outdoor, which is half mile, so a little bit of both.
So what's an average day for an 800 or a miler or a 1500 runner at practice?
I guess an average week is about 40 to 45 miles a week running.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's usually 7 or maybe 6 days if we get an off day in there. But.
And we probably do 2 workouts a week. So most of the runs are easy pace, just normal pace. And then we do a track workout where we run fast on the track. And then we do another workout once a week where we run a little faster than normal on the roads, a tempo run.
So switching gears to cross country now, what is your favorite cross country experience that you had on the Wittenberg cross country team?
I don't know if I just have one favorite experience, but it would definitely be my favorite experiences have definitely been the overnights we've had as a team, going to meet the day before. The last two regional meets we had were both overnights, and the race was on a Saturday, and we traveled on Thursday. So I had Thursday and Friday just to hang out with my friends at the hotel before the race,
that was
a fun experience.
That was kind of nice. Yeah, it's been the whole experience has been good. It's really been as good as I could ask for. I didn't know what to expect coming in, and cross country can be kind of intimidating. You haven't never done a race before, but it's really turned out to be a good experience.
So what was it like, considering that all you had run in high school was the 800 or the mile in some cases, what was it like adjusting to a 8K, which is, for those of you who don't know, a 5-mile race for cross-country in Division III athletics?
Well, I remember finishing the first race my freshman year. It was actually only a 5K at Dayton. First meet, I remember telling my dad afterwards, like, I don't know how I could ever do this again, because it's the toughest race I ever ran. And I was only a 5K, so I had, and then the 8K for the rest of the season, so I had no idea I was going to do an 8K. But I don't know, I was just stuck with it, and as the years goes on, as the year went on, and as, you know, you get older, you get used to it.
Yeah, it was painful at first. But yeah, like Jared said, it gets easier. Like most stuff, it gets easier as you do it more. So it's definitely, it's been easier to run 8K senior than it was freshman year when I wanted to stop running cross country after my first race.
So this season is your final season as a Wittenberg athlete, track or cross country. Do you have any big plans for this season? How do you think it's going to go?
Well, the main goal I have is to finish top 8 in conference, indoor, in the mile, and outdoor in the 1500. That's what I've been kind of zeroing in on as my main goal for this year, my last year.
Yeah, I would love to score, if possible, in the 15 outdoors and the 8 outdoors. And I guess I would like to get the DMR to a really good distance medley relay, which is a relay team, have a good finish in the indoor conference meet, and then, you know, see what happens in the open mile and open 8 in the conference. So
you both are very well known on campus as the tall Swedish twins, and people can pick you out of pretty much any crowd. What's it like being a celebrity of that magnitude here in Springfield, Ohio?
It stinks. You get asked for autographs all the time and pictures, and I don't know. Just going to class is a hassle.
Tell me about it.
I'm just kidding.
I don't even know. Am I a celebrity? I don't know. We're noticeable. I think that's the right word.
You can say people know me. Us.
We're noticeable. They might not know who we are, but I guess we're pretty recognizable.
So do you guys have any final words before we log off here?
I just want to say hi to Ben Bradley if he's listening there tonight out in Colorado. We miss you, Ben.
Ben, where are you, Ben?
So for those of you who don't know, Ben Bradley is the old coach of the Wittenberg men's cross country and track.
Ben, we said hi to Tree Dog today for you.
On a serious note, we do miss you, Ben, and we think about you a lot, and we wish you were here with us still.
All right, Cal Gills, thanks a lot for your time and for your really what's been a goofy interview.
Yes, you're welcome.
But Tiger Sports fans, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week as we interview another Tiger Sports athlete. As for now, this has been an interview, a Tiger Sports Network extra interview with the Cal Gills, and I'll see you next week.